I want to greet each one in Jesus' name this morning and welcome each to this part of the service. All of the songs we sang today in the closing verse, they all referred to the end of life and what comes next. And, I suppose it's natural to be thinking about that as we age and think about what comes next and be conscious that there is a next and to go from there. And so I'm not going to focus on that particularly this morning, except it does enter into the picture in the long run. I would like to turn to John chapter 9. It's a familiar story here about a blind man being healed. Now today is James and Emma's anniversary. So happy anniversary. 52 years ago, we met over there across the parking lot in the little church house, unair-conditioned, windows were open. It's a very hot July day, the afternoon. And some of you were there, but I can't remember if you were or not. The only thing I remember was that I got to church late. I was supposed to be a table waiter. Everybody had gone in already, and I was supposed to wear a straight cut. I was supposed to wear a suit coat, but in the hot summertime, that's hard to do, and I didn't even bring it along. And so Emery was usher, and he grabbed one from someplace. And I put it on, and it hung almost to my knees, I felt, and my hands couldn't be seen. And I strode up the aisle in that robe, and that's the only thing I remember. I know it was probably a beautiful day, and songs were sung, and I don't remember who preached or anything else. I just remember that hugely embarrassing moment for that whole thing. And so in a sense, I was like this blind man. I was blind to everything that was beautiful that day. Later I received my sight. And, fortunately, life goes on. But there's different kinds of blindnesses, and that was a personal blindness that I experienced that day. Was because of I was consumed with self. I mean, I didn't have a big ego. The little ego was easily damaged too, and I was just consumed with that part of it that I don't remember anything else. And I remember lots of things from other times, but that part, that's the only thing I can remember on that. So let's turn to John chapter 9. I'd like to read this account here of the blind man being healed. And Jesus passed by. He saw a man which was blind from his birth, and the disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Jesus answered, and neither hath this man sinned, nor his parents, but that the works of God should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made a clay of the spittle and anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said unto him, Go wash in the pool of Siloam, which is by interpretation sent. He went his way, therefore, and washed, and came seeing. The neighbors, therefore, and they which before had seen him that was blind, said, Is not this he that sat and begged? Some said, This is he. Others said, He is like him. But he said, I am he. Therefore said they unto him, How are thine eyes opened? He answered and said, A man that is called Jesus made clay and anointed mine eyes and said unto me, Go to the pool of Siloam and wash. And I went and I washed and I received sight. And they said unto him, Where is he? He said, I know not. They brought him to the Pharisees that aforetime was blind, and it was a Sabbath day that Jesus made the clay and opened his eyes. And the story goes on. The Pharisees asked him how he saw. He gave his story again and again. It sounds like they couldn't believe it. It was so unusual. But there's something interesting about it. He knew that he was the one that was blind and could now see. Other people were not so sure, but he said, "I am he." And he knew it was him that was blind and now could see. He also knew that he didn't know everything that he could have known. Like when Jesus came to him, he said, "Lord, who is he that I might believe on?" Jesus said, "Do you believe?" He said, "Lord, who is he that I might believe on him?" And so there was an ignorance that could be made sight by his belief, by his believing on Christ. And so what I'd like to point out is that his identity as a blind man was being changed. His identity as a blind man was being changed to his identity as being a disciple of Christ. And as a disciple, in verse 38, it says, he worshiped him. He said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshiped him. And so that was his new identity. And he challenged the Pharisees to be also believe in Christ. And they said, "We are Moses' disciples." And that was their identity. Moses was what they thought was a safe belief. But they showed their blindness by just that statement. And he was no longer either blind physically or blind spiritually. There were things that changed his life. You know, he sat aforetime and begged, but now maybe he never learned any skills with his hands. I don't know. Maybe life for him got hard. I remember reading stories about Paul Brand and helping some leprosy patients to receive their mobility again, and he said, and some of them said, "You did not do me a favor, because I, you know, now I can't, people don't feel sorry for me and give me stuff, I have to work, and I can't." They didn't know, they didn't, weren't able to or something, but anyhow, I believe that in Jesus' case, this, I just can't imagine the joy that this man would have experienced when he was able to see and was once blind. But there's different kinds of blindnesses, and so one of the blindnesses that when we just can't see ourselves the way God sees us, and so sometimes we need other people to help us and to see ourselves in the right sense. And if somebody gives us constructive criticism, it's actually helping us to see better. And if we're too blind to accept it, and then that's a handicap. It's a handicap just like this blind man had. He was not able to see, but Jesus came along and opened his eyes physically. He could see. That handicap was taken away. That part of the handicap was taken away. But the most beautiful thing is that he saw Jesus as Christ, and he identified himself as his disciple. And that's what, in an essence, that's what we need to do today, to remove our blindness, is to identify ourselves as his disciple. And everything in life is hinged on that discipleship. And we worship him. And so, just as words today, if anything detracts from our worship today. You know, it might not make a lot of difference in 50 years if we don't remember exactly what went on in this service. But it might. It might be a blindness that continues on to the end of our life, and we are dead both spiritually and physically. But if we open our eyes to the things that are around us and are aware, and we worship him, and we are his disciple, we know where we will be in 50 years. So God bless you as we continue our worship.